This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is in her kitchen up in the North Coast, bringing us a taste of Italy this morning.
Yeah, it's very, very, very colourful dish. This now it's we grilled chicken fillets, basil butter, and then a Tuscan bean salad. So the chicken fillets, you know, they're just that wee bit underneath when you buy a chicken breast. That wee bit, you know, it sometimes makes it awkward for you. You know, if you're stuffing a chicken breast, then you take that off. Or
yeah,
if you were butterflying it, you take that wee bit off. And what I do is take them off and put them in the freezer, and then
keep
every
them
now
separate.
And again, I find a bag of them and think, oh, they'd be nice, you know. So just toss them and a bit of oil and season with salt, and then straight onto the hot griddle pan or your barbecue. And they will take about two to three minutes each side. And then we're going to put this basil butter on it, okay?
Yeah. Basil, I always thought, was one of those things you can't really do anything with basil, because if you put it in the fridge, it goes black. You can't really chop it up. You kind of just put it in a big tomatoey pasta dish, and that's
yeah.
it, the big leaves, and throw out the stalks.
You see this way here of making a butter is a great way of preserving, you know, herbs. You know, if you just sort of notice if you've got, oh, I've got a bit of basil or a lot of parsley in the fridge, and what we're going to do with it. If you do make it into a butter, it really does sort of, it, you know, it keeps it, you know, it sort of captures it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the good thing about this now is you can freeze it as well, and you still get a good pungent flavour from it. So it's a good way of, if you've got extra butter that you don't want to use, or if you've got some cream left over, you can whip that into butter. Just keep whipping it until it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
And cooking, we call this a compound butter, you know. So this is one of the mother sauces. So you've got your hollandaise and you've got your velouté, and then you've got these compound butters. So really all it is just in a pan, finely chopped shallot and garlic. Don't put any oil or anything to it, and just put in some dry white wine.
Uh-huh.
If you don't drink, you could do this maybe with apple juice would work well, you know, like a nice sort of, you know, apple juice, or even just water and a wee bit of vinegar would do. And all you're doing is boiling that down until you've no liquid left, but the shallots and the garlic have taken all the flavour from the wine.
And are you using the leaves and the stalks both?
Yes, I put the stalks into that reduction. So you've got the shallots, the garlic, and the wee finely chopped.
Because there's a taste in the stalks, like.
There's loads of taste in it,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, another good thing to do with the stalks, you know, if you've got, like, it's this time of year, we've got some great tomatoes floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take those tomatoes and cut them in half, sprinkle a wee bit of oil, sea salt, and a wee tiny bit of vinegar, and just a small amount of salt, and then really finely chopped basil stalks, and put them into a really low oven. They're fantastic. You know, they're just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so once you've got your basil stalks, you've got your garlic, your white wine, and that's gone to nothing. Let it cool down for a wee bit. Rip up a bag, the leaves now from your basil, and you've got butter at room temperature, and just whiz that all up in a food processor, or you can do it with one of those stick blenders.
Uh-huh.
And then put it onto greaseproof paper, roll it up into a sausage, and then just set it until it's chilled.
Roll it up into a sausage, and then so you can cut a wee
cut them into
re-round off it or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, very posh, very chefy.
Very posh, yes, yes. And what, or you don't have to do that. You can just do it. You know, you can just stick it in. But it's just handier that way. And then if you
just make sure you label it so that nobody comes down in the morning to do their peanut butter
their
and
toast,
honey
exactly.
and toast and whatever, and gets a big mouthful of garlic and basil.
Exactly. So that's it. So if you have any left over because it's 200 grams of butter, which is quite a lot, just it'll keep in the fridge for a week or so or a couple of weeks. And after that, just, you know, if anything, just freeze it. But it's lovely on vegetables, you know, if you've roasted some veg. You know, if you make a risotto, you like making risotto.
Yeah.
So if you just put a nice knob of that butter in at the very, very last minute.
Or even your pasta, just the last minute
absolutely.
Doing your pasta.
Yes, definitely.
And how long, if you freeze butter like that, how long would that last? Like,
but it just depends. Like, you know, I think
like
after
a couple of months,
a couple of months, it starts to lose its pungency.
Right.
So maybe say a couple of months.
Okay.
But then I haven't said that. I probably have butter in the freezer from, anyway, never,
yeah.
you know, from
and it'll
years.
Be, I mean, it'll be all right, said he, with no scientific background or whatever. But I imagine it'll be, if it's frozen, it'll be all right. It'll just not be as tasty. It'll not.
That's it. Aye, it should be good, yeah. I mean, the only thing is that what you think you put something into the freezer and that's it, it'll last until the end of time. It still continues to deteriorate in the freezer. So it's the same, you know, like with fish and things, I would say no more than a couple of months, really.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's all right. Just keep using it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do different herbs in this. You know, you could do basil in it. You could do rosemary. You could
tarragon.
Do red wine. Tarragon would be lovely if you can ever get it. It's awful hard to get. But you can use red wine instead of the, you know, instead of the white wine, and you could do some rosemary into that and a bit of more garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lovely on top of a steak. But the whole thing, what I've done here is I've grilled off these chicken fillets. And then while they're resting, so if you're doing the barbecue, let them rest in a tray and then put that butter on top. And the butter sort of melts into the chicken juices, you know. So when they, you know, when it rests, it's the same as a steak. If you're doing a steak with this, you could do this with a whole chicken breast. You know the way they always let off a juice
mm-hmm.
when they're resting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whenever you add that lovely flavoured butter, you have an instant sauce.
That's true.
And a really lovely sauce, you know, a lovely buttery, juicy sauce, you know, so that's... So then you've got
so that's your grilled
that's
chicken
done.
Fillets
that's
done, basil chicken, butter uh-huh. done, then your Tuscan bean
so
salad.
So it's simple. Now, I've said here on the recipe, a red pepper, and then I said, if you have a glass ring, just put the pepper straight onto it, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the heat, and to blacken it. And keep moving it around, or if you have a blowtorch, you can just blowtorch it. If you don't have a gas ring, you could do it in the barbecue. And if you don't have a barbecue, brush it with a wee bit of oil and put it into the oven on a good high heat to roast for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then put it into a bowl.
Or in the grill,
it.
Could you put it under the grill? I mean, obviously keep an eye on it.
Would
that
could.
Work?
Okay, you could. Uh-huh. You could and keep moving it. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And then you just get that lovely smoky flavour from it. And you know those long peppers, you know those Romero peppers?
Yeah,
they're brilliant for this. And then put it into, just cover it in a bowl and that'll just help it sort of, you know, help everything relax for a while. And then just peel it and de-seed it and chop that up. And you can buy this already done. You know, you can buy, you know, jars of peppers that are peeled and roasted.
But you know what,
everything.
Sometimes I bought one of those one time and
they don't
and
taste of anything.
They don't, all they taste of is whatever liquid they're sitting in. They're kind of sitting in like a, I don't know if it's, is it,
it
is vinegar
there's
or
acid
oil
in it, yeah, there is. Uh-huh.
And all you, even if you put it in a salad or something, you think, do you know what, it'd have been far better
no,
just using a red
exactly.
pepper and doing it myself.
Yeah, and if you have the barbecue going anyway, stick a pepper on it. Sure, it's lovely if you're doing your chicken fillets on it. And then I put in a few. There's some tomatoes here. So this time of year, you might be lucky enough to get local tomatoes, which I got some through the week, John, and they were absolutely fantastic. I mean, they were. We always talk about Italian tomatoes, but these were just beautiful. You know, wee balls of sweetness.
Yeah.
So
and
just
not
chop
cooked or anything,
them up.
Just chop them
no,
up.
No, just chop them up, and a red onion. Chop it up as fine as you can. Couple of tablespoonfuls of red wine vinegar, bit of salt and some olive oil, mix it all together and that's it. And then what you do is just put that in a platter, take your wee chicken fillets, put them on top and then all those lovely juices on
mm-hmm.
top of it. So you've got a double dressing.
Wow.
And then that'll all drip down into the beans. I said about, oh, the beans. I
and what
used
kind
actually,
of beans? Yeah.
Well, I used butter beans because that was what I had in the cupboard. I love butter beans. Just, I adore butter beans.
I don't know.
No, I love them.
They're a bit. I don't know, they're a bit much or something, they're a bit
no,
big.
No, I know what you mean, but no, I love them. Just, but if you don't like them, Berlotti beans are great, they're a bit smaller. You can buy these great jars of beans now, Have you seen them? They're a wee bit expensive, but they're fantastic. And one of them is a Jadon bean, which is like a smaller butter bean. You know, it's right. not a big. They're fantastic, fabulous. You know, so or you could buy. You know, I have dried beans floating around the place, and if you soak them overnight and then cook them, but they're not cheaper. So much handier. They're a lot cheaper.
They're a lot cheaper. But even the tins, even if you get a tin of cannellini beans, you'll get a tin of cannellini beans for 45p, 50p.
Exactly.
And
there you are.
Bob's your mummy's brother after that, look.
That's right. Exactly. But it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Tuscan bean
and
salad.
And they're just handy. And that's sort of everything that you have floating around the place, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you see, if you roast a pepper like that, you know the way sometimes you have a pepper lying at the bottom of the fridge and you sort of think, is it okay or isn't it okay? Sometimes when you put something like that onto a grill, it just peps it up a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Brings it back to life.
Doesn't it? Brings it back to life, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is gorgeous. So grilled chicken fillets, which you can do in the barbecue, which I have to say, I don't think I've lit the barbecue at all this year.
Have you not, John?
No.
Oh, I have. I have been like manic about it, I'll be honest with you. Like, it's been firing on at 8 o'clock in the morning to do sausages at the weekend and stuff.
Right.
And it's real cool, you know, so I just think it's brilliant. And I think, you know, because the weather in July, at the beginning of July, wasn't so great, I think if you put the barbecue on, it sort of lulls you into a false
I know, that's the thing. I need to find. I don't have a bar. I have a wee tiny wee barbecue thing, a wee small cheap one.
It was
a tenner. But it's down the back of the garage. There's probably a family of something living in it at the minute.
I always worry about that.
Remove them. Yeah, before I decide to make my grilled chicken fillets with added squirrel.
Wee bit of bleach. We've had a bleach before you do any grilling.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Gorgeous grilled chicken fillets. Right. Basil butter that you can use for ages and ages, and Tuscan bean salad.
Use for anything. Use that in fish or salmon or nice bit of sea trout. Scallops, lovely. If you do your scallops in the barbecue, put that basil butter and a nice bit of lemon on top. Surely that's another Bob's your uncle.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Recipe is on the website, on the John Told Show page. Paula, thanks a million. Enjoy
thanks
your
million,
grilled
John.
Chicken fillets.
I will. Thank you, John. Take
Good
care.
Good luck. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Bye. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Told Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.